very embarrassing. We're not ready yet. We haven't rehearsed the thing. We thought we had the program all set. So there will be a few seconds of silence while we decide what to do. Okay, I think we've decided now.
We're on the air in here.
Be that as it may, friends, good afternoon and welcome to our program called Time to Think.
And to help you think, we have a board of experts here, including Ray Goulding and myself.
Thank you very much.
Bob Elliott, and music by Charlie Burgoyne. That is Nimble Think.
Have you introduced the program?
Yeah, we just did.
Matinee with Bob and me.
We just started out a half hour of fast-moving, interesting, informative program material.
It is not friendly. It's awful.
I think you'll like it.
Be that as it may, the reason I'm here today, friends, is to talk about your gardens and what to do now that we can expect our first frost of the fall season.
Felt like it this morning, huh?
If you have any old army blankets about the house, I would recommend that you cover.
Why would anyone have any army blankets about the house?
Well,
how could they possibly have any?
Maybe your husband was a supply sergeant.
Well, look, don't get into this. This is a very touchy
subject. During the war, and if you don't have at least 40 army blankets on your husband.
Weren't you supposed to be on the Joe Kelly program at 12:35?
Wasn't that?
This is a different program. This is the one that follows that.
This isn't the New England part. No.
This is Matinee with Bob and Ray. So,
where did I go now?
Well, hey, we better have some music, huh? Well, I answer that, and then we'll be back. It's a wonderful
song. Hello,
hello,
hello.
Someone.
Enough of that, Bob.
Talk a little, baby, and she's not all right. I talk to her across the telephone. I've never seen my man, but she's mine, all right. So take my tip and leave my gal alone. Early every morning, you can hear me yell. Their central picks me up and on the line. She connects me with my honey. Then the ring's doorbell. And this is what I say.
Our long singer
Is that all, then?
That was Sweetheart. Oh, did you sing for
a
second?
Town girl, let me a kiss by a while. Come in my heart on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me, then you'll be left alone. Telephone and tell me how you are.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire, on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm alone.
If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Hello, my baby.
Well, sir. Well, friends, that, of course, was our old friend, the singer of songs. And now that Vaudeville's back, of course, he's back, and we're very fortunate to have an old Vaudevillian in the studio with us this afternoon. As long as you're here, sir.
Hello, Ray.
Hello there. What is your name again, sir?
Crumpley.
All right. Well, Carl Crumpley, it's grand to have you back.
I've got my Elm City 4 outside.
Well, don't bring him in. It's a very small studio.
Gentlemen,
yeah?
You'll have to wait until after. You cannot come in, please.
What's that?
Now, getting back to you, Carl, what do you think of Vaudeville?
Baxter? What'd you say?
I say, Carl, you're glad Vaudeville's back, aren't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh, and...
Yes, we're back on the track.
Uh-huh, I see. And, tell me, Zeke, are you going to...
Mind speaking up just a little bit?
No. Tell me, now that Vaudeville is back, have you got any definite plans made for yourself?
Fans, we've met them all over, yes.
Uh-huh.
Fans all around.
And they're glad to see you back, I suppose.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, right, Ray.
Now, this last recording, this was you singing, wasn't it?
That's right, yes.
Do you know anything about that song?
Me and my Elm City Four.
Uh-huh, sure. Do you know anything about that song that you think might be interesting listening to people?
What was that?
I say, do you know anything about that song that might prove to be interesting to people listening?
What's listening?
Well, Carl, congratulations, and I'm awfully happy for you that Vaudeville is back.
Yes.
And I know that all America will accept you with open arms.
All right, then. Thank you, and...
So long.
Goodbye.
Good luck, sir. And that, of course, was Carl Crumlett.
Helping to bring Vaudeville back.
Who is living his second life now that Vaudeville has returned. And incidentally, along with Vaudeville, the Red Sox have returned, friends. They arrived at Logan Airport last night.
Well, everybody thought they had to meet them, yeah.
I imagine the place was packed, wasn't it?
Was it?
All Cleveland Indian fans were over there to greet them as they came back, I reckon.
Well, they had an invitation to go out and meet them, didn't they?
Yes, I was listening to the Jim Britt Sports Program last night.
I always listen to that so I can hear Bob Delaney in the spot afterwards.
Of course, it's in our contracts that we have to listen to Jim Britt. You know that, Bob.
Yes,
if we don't, of course, friends, we lose our job.
Sometimes I cheat, though. I don't. Call anybody.
No.
No, I... Egan
is here.
That's right.
The word will be passed along.
That's right. Your pencil in the bottom. Oh, note. One right here.
Sure. Your serial number again, Bob, please.
I wonder when he wants to make a note.
311-881-97. All right, see?
All right, I'll leave.
Your organization, sir.
That was last week, I believe, Mr. Reagan.
Yes, sir. You didn't listen to the Jim Britt program, right?
No, I didn't mean to. I just slipped my mind.
Did you listen to the Von Monroe Show following?
I heard the last 8 minutes.
Oh!
I didn't hear the whole
thing. Was that now, Mr. Reagan?
Yes, sir.
Did you manage to be
around? Come under another department.
Did you listen to your Shell news reporter at 6:30 with his 35 breakup points?
I heard his 6:30 headlines, that's all.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
And I heard the name of the local dealer.
Oh, well, then that helps, certainly.
The Shell dealer in my neighborhood.
That is in your behalf in the defense. I think the trial ought to be tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
Would you meet me at my office?
Very nice of you to let me off the...
Bring your defense.
I know this is probably good for 40 lashes or something.
It will be more than that.
It won't be murder, will it?
It could very well mean your life.
Why don't we present a private eye show today? We haven't done that before.
A good detective program. I love those programs. Where the detective is a smart talking man, good looking like me, Bob. I think I could
I'll take the fun.
No.
I was sitting in my office one day.
Oh, I want to be the detective.
Where the door opened.
Okay, I'll be the door.
And a stranger walked in.
Oh, you the private eye?
Yes, sir, I am.
Look. Is there anybody around here?
Can you
hear me anyway? Can I talk to you?
We're completely alone here.
Okay, well, first of all, I want you to know this. I'm wanted on a bad check charge plus murder, extortion, and the FBI is, I think, right up the street. Now then, here's my problem.
I don't usually handle cases of this sort, but are you prepared to pay?
But I ain't guilty.
Oh, well, okay. If you're not guilty, I'll help you then.
I want you to prove it to the FBI that I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, well, that'll be easy.
Okay, so you're with my first step.
Get out of town fast.
All right, that's what I'll do.
And lay low for about 2 years.
And now, don't you think I should have been the private eye? I mean,
all right,
that, everybody. All right. Come in.
Are you private eye?
Yes, sit down. What do you want?
I'm wanted on...
First of all, I want to tell you something, sir. I'm wanted for murder, extortion... A bad check charge and other things and sundry material.
Boy, I better get out of town quick, then.
And I'm afraid you're guilty, sir. We've got you dead to rights.
I didn't do it, but I'll confess.
Meanwhile, back at his office, stand up.
And his old friend, Ben Dover, are talking over affairs of the last week in River's Mouth.
Had a call this morning.
Pass me some of that caviar, Ben.
Certainly.
Want to crack a good cracker?
Go with it, please.
Now, what did you say?
Excuse me, are you putting peanut butter on your caviar?
I did. I just put a little bit on there, Ben. I didn't think it would matter.
I've never seen that done before.
I always put it on. The caviar will stick. It always rolls off my crackers.
Okay, let me taste it.
There.
Why, Joe, that isn't bad.
Oh. You'll find it very nourishing, too.
What are we doing here, incidentally? Are we supposed to be solving anything or eating caviar and peanut butter?
Wait a minute. I'll look at page 7 and see. Yes, we are supposed to be doing something here. We'll come to it.
Oh, we just keep talking, is that it?
We just keep reading what was written for us.
Well, we can keep passing me down our bread.
Pass me the grape drink, please.
Well, I think the only way the Red Sox can win the pennant...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey, Joe, I think you've stumbled on something here.
I have. All right. You fix it up there?
All right.
Now, who is that just came in?
I don't know, but I can tell she doesn't like me because she's pointing a knife at my heart.
How did you deduce that?
I couldn't see her.
I didn't mean her anyway. I meant that group of singers with the sheet music in their hands.
Oh, you mean the Chesterfield Carolers?
Yes.
Here they are.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield A, B, C.
Yeah.
Wonder what Ken and Bill are doing on their vacation.
Well, Bob, I don't know. I hope they're having a good time.
We had any reports on them?
We haven't even had a penny postcard. Of course, that doesn't come as a shock to me. They're both as tight as Gene Autry's pants anyway.
I didn't expect that they would let us hear from them while they were on vacation.
Naturally not.
Howdy, Bob and Ray.
Thanks.
I heard you mention my friend Gene, so I dropped in. I was waiting right outside.
What's new with you, Tex? I haven't seen you since I met up with you out in Lick Skillet.
Well, not much of anything. We did two big shows out there last night at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Lick Skillet.
Incidentally,
Omen.
Incidentally, Tex, do you have any glossy photos left of yourself?
I have a few, Ray, which I'm happy to offer at the money-saving price of 15 cents EA.
Peach, you mean? Well, I think that's very reasonable, because it's a good-sized picture. And, of course, it's you.
Ready for hanging, I'll say that.
And is your autograph on there? I mean...
A simulated printed autograph is on there for me, and Romeo and all the other five boys who can write. There are six other fellows in the picture, but we don't mention them at all.
Except Romeo, of course.
Romeo can write your name.
And you're not laughing at him these days, are you?
I don't laugh at all, because he hasn't been saying anything funny lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, are you still over at the North Station?
We haven't been down there, but we're planning to make a picture this fall with my favorite vocal group, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Excuse me, Tex. How did you come into town today? In a cattle car?
We rode in, yes, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
This picture, I understand, is going to star our favorite leading lady, Spring Byington.
A lot of soap factories over there in Cambridge, Tex. I don't know if you know.
And we'll be seeing all the folks via the movie screens.
For one, there's Lifebuoy.
And then we'll
I can't think of any others offhand.
We may be working on a new television show come 1950.
You working on a television show?
Next year, I believe.
I hope
you look up in my book here.
I hope you're...
Yes, 1950 is next year.
Uh-huh. Well, I certainly...
We'll come to that right after the end of this year.
Change
it somewhere around January 1st, I believe.
Tex, may I say something, please?
Righto.
Get up.
Go ahead. Get out.
Better, we don't want you around here anymore.
Get out. Open the program.
You're helping us. Not a whit.
And take those walnuts, Joe. No,
incidentally, Bob, let's check our commercial roster here.
Well, this is the next one here.
All right.
What are you doing this warm evening?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll read that and you hum. Say, friends, what are you... Not that song. Friends, what are you doing this evening? Do you know Jealous Heart?
Yes, I have.
Please hum that. That's one of my favorites.
Which key would you like?
I like it in the gear of G. Say, friends, what are you doing this evening? Well, you should be ashamed of yourself. Isn't it a wonderful night to go out for dinner, though, seriously? And look, I know the song.
Your shirt sleeve is on fire.
That pot is all right, Bob. I don't mind that. Now, what you can do, friends, is put down the top or open the windows in the car and head for the casino.
You know half leg is on fire?
That? Oh, no, I didn't know. What's going on?
Okay.
Thanks again, Bob.
Okay.
And head for the casino at Magnolia. Friends, it's the kind of drive that sets you up for a glorious evening. A along the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem. Again, caution, do not take Route 129. It takes you to Marblehead. And if you're on your way...
You call me back in here again, Ray?
No, I didn't text. As a matter of fact, but so long as you're here, will you empty the wastebasket for us, please?
All right, I'll do that. Take a lot, knock it out.
Well, don't take that. There may be a little more.
All right.
Take Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. Stroll in. Have a cocktail at the bar.
Trained operators are waiting for your visit.
Order dinner if you wish. You can have a delicious meal for $1.85. Remember, sneakers are for rent up there, so you don't have to bring your own. Dance where the cool ocean breezes join you. There's just no music like Sammy Eisen's music at the casino at Magnolia. Friends, you won't believe it when you hear that orchestra. One more thing. Between dances, be sure to stroll the grounds, watch the ocean, bathe in the moonlight. And you'll even enjoy the check. There's never a cover. All the prices are very reasonable. Excuse me, the telephone ring.
Hello.
Take the day.
Yeah. Try what, sir? A little aspirin and water. Certainly. Oh, I'll pass that along, Leo. He says try a little aspirin and water.
Remember, today more people are saying, I'll meet you at the casino at Magnolia.
And then we'll go somewhere to eat.
So get down there as soon as you can and dance and enjoy the cool ocean breeze.
And remember, friends, Sunday dinner is served all day, too. So whenever you want a good time, be smart, go to the casino at Magnolia. And here's a reminder that the casino will remain open until the first snow. No, until September 17th. September 17th.
They're looking for a grand crowd down there from Labor Day on.
Well, I certainly hope that they'll get out for the Labor Day weekend one night or so. It's a beautiful spot. If you've never been to the casino, you'll really appreciate it. Of course, if you've been there before, you'll appreciate it.
I'd like to stay it in the daytime sometime, would you?
I've never been down here, Bob, during the daylight. And I don't have any idea what it looks like at all. In fact, I don't think I could find my way there in the daytime.
No. Absolutely right. We should have brought some mail in, because we had some good entries for that those Brockton Fair tickets. You going to Brockton Fair, Leo?
Yes.
He changed his tune, hasn't he?
He's reading the script better today. Yesterday he said he wasn't going to the Brockton Fair.
Evidently someone in the front office has spoken to him.
Oh, you want to buy my wrist, please?
No, but we have a contest on it. You write 25 words on it. I wouldn't miss the Brockton Fair any more than I would miss in 25 words or less.
Incidentally, Leo, have you talked with any of the Red Sockers today at all?
No, I haven't, Ray.
I wonder what they're concerned
about. Plan to tonight, though, for game time.
Oh, and I certainly hope you relay any important message to us.
I'll be here tomorrow at the same time to report.
You going now?
Well, so long. Bye.
Well, drop it again, won't you, please? Bye.
You're welcome anytime.
Certainly.
Yes, I'll drop by tomorrow, boys, and tell you just what shapes up for the remainder in the 25 games.
Did you play?
Sure.
Seems to me I read somewhere, you know, where the Red Sox are very confident. And also, this is an amazing thing. I don't know who's wrong. The Red Sox seem to think that they will win the pennant. Prompt the Gonfalon.
Don't we all?
Lou Boudreau yesterday stated that anything will be easy after winning all those extra inning ball games. And, of course, old Casey Stengel seems to think that his Yankees will come in. Of course, as you know, friends, there can only be one winner. I don't know whether the sports announcers around here have made that clear to you. We cannot have three winners in the American League. One will have to be declared winner. I don't know if you've told them that, Leo, have you?
Oh, yes.
And it will be a nip and tuck battle.
We had to tell them that before the season started.
What?
We had to announce that before the season started.
Oh, you did? You let people know about it?
Well, of course.
It's a new rule.
Only one
knows that. Yeah. There were two last year, you know.
No, there was only one winner.
Don't you remember the World Series? There were three clubs playing. It was a round robin.
That's right, too. I forgot Pittsburgh.
That completely nullifies your stand there, I think.
It makes me a dunderhead in front of my list.
That's pretty dirty of you, Leo.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair at all.
No, I don't either.
Anyway, Leo, there's still a curl left in your hair. Want to get it?
Yeah, it is. Don't want to go up to Fenway Park looking that way, you know.
No.
Well, now look about this television set.
Leo, your sleeve's on fire.
Oh, thanks. He knew it.
Oh.
I had already told him.
Oh,
I said it.
What were you going to say, Bob?
I was going to ask you a question. For real.
All right, you ask and I'll answer.
I wonder how many people could repeat this by memory now. Got a nickel, got a phone, got a message.
every listener within our listening.
Then, you know, after that comes, then call Richmond 21750 now and enjoy television in your home today.
How can you do that?
A simple phone call.
I mean, enjoy television.
The House of Television will bring you a set. Not just any set. Not a small table model, but a smart, brand new Admiral Console television set.
Bob, I hear they have on television now those old movie serials that we used to look at when we were kids.
Sure.
What is the name of the one on now? Do you know?
The Clutching Hand is now new.
Oh, boy.
And that's a real killer, too.
The Clutching Hand.
Life magazine.
Good, says our engineer, which proves that he's in good shape today.
What did he say?
He likes the Clutching Hand very much.
Well, actually, I do, too.
You do, really?
Yes, wonderful thing. I was going to say, life has a good thing on old comedians today. Ben Turpin and Buster Keaton, Eddie Cannon.
He has a new radio series coming up this fall.
Who's that?
Who?
Ben Turpin.
He does?
Yeah, it's called Ben Turpin Time.
Excuse me, the phone is ringing.
Yeah. This is Richmond 21750.
Yes. Leo Egan?
You're wanted on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Hello. Yeah.
Where is the phone, Leo? What's it at all?
For September 24th?
Huh?
No, I couldn't use any.
Right?
These two men don't know yet. They're going to fall through the floor, completely down the pain, third floor, bed department.
25th.
If that's
no, I don't know anyone that needs them.
They don't know. I was speaking to
Leo.
Were you satisfied the way the Western
please
trip went?
Hang up, Leo. Please. This is
how about Maury? Is he going to be all right?
These calls are all collected. Come in here, Leo.
And Bob,
you
think
that he'll take it out of our own pocket. The first game of the series is played.
You're
planning to use it for the opener?
Excuse me, I didn't realize that.
Well, Joe, I'll see you tonight before the game.
Well,
yeah, check with me before you make
your... Tell him you'll chat with him before the game.
Okay, Joe.
Who's that? Joe?
Who are you chatting, Joe?
Joe who?
Joe Galuli.
Good for you, Leo. Touchy.
So getting back to this television thing, I suppose we should, huh? Well, special operators are waiting for your call, neighbors.
The specially trained operators are alert and smart and intelligent on the phone, courteous, and will give you the best service imaginable.
They've been to the Bob and Ray Special Telephone Operators Waiting for Your Call school.
That's right. And believe me, when they graduate from that school, they are equipped to answer phones.
Now, the House of Television will have this set in your home tonight, right on time.
Make
time
you hear a figure, for one thing.
Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television for yourself. The price is only $229.95.
95 cents complete.
If you decide to buy it, yours for as little as $22.95 down, add up to 2 full years to pay.
Sure.
But right now, it's yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, just plain free trial if you call Richmond 2.
Friends, there's no brush, no rub, no lathering.
1750. That's House of Television, Richmond 21750.
Incidentally, I've been smoking Chesterfields for years.
You a warehouseman, sir?
No, I ain't. Just the regular smoker.
We have another song that we can play at this point, if you'd like to.
Well, what is it, Bob? First, let's hear all about it.
I forget.
Well, Charlie, what is it? I don't want to let
any... I believe this is one of the sides that the boys and I made, Ray.
Oh, I see.
Some many moons ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember whether that was the one or the other one that I told you about. That was the one, yes. I checked the music clearance department before the show... And that's the right one. All right, boys, strike it up in the gear of G.
Someone to call me their own.
about you.
Major.
Major. What do I care about you or anybody like you? Oh, shut up. Can't sing either.
I would fly.
Yeah, Bob, give me $5. We'll get rid of this guy.
I would fly to the
Didn't like that song, Ray?
No, not a bit.
Well, I thought it would sort of fit in with the mood of the program today.
Something about those old prison songs. What is that, old Birmingham jail?
No, that's the prisoners. Prisoners. No, well, I haven't got my sheet music with me here.
Prisoners lament.
Something like that, yes.
Prisoner song? That isn't... is it the old prison?
Yeah, the way
it sounds.
Why had the wings of an angel? Why had the wings of an San Quentin concerto.
That's right, sure.
Held by David Rose.
Well, incidentally, friends, the time, of course, is time now for our bugle player. And, sir... I think that's the first time in history that a fellow has blown on a bugle with a piece of lemon in his mouth.
And talked at the same time.
Friends, you know, it's 5 and 5 night at Wonderland Revere. With 5 events scheduled over the long 675-yard endurance course and 5 over the very popular 500-mile distance. An unusual program that promises thrills to greyhound racing fans. The featured 9th over the 516th-mile course brings to post 8 of the season's fastest. Full Steam, Harlan, Rice Craw, Charlie Chap, Never Risk, Aces Boomer, Reno Kitty,
he running tonight,
Tom Hussey, and Oklahoman. Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, you know, friends, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. 2 floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive cars. Go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland and see 10 races packed with thrill. You'll never forget it.
And you'll be crazy to go back.
Well, Bob, it's time for us.
He'll have to go yet. How long is that?
Do we have a minute?
Oh, just a little.
Well, I've got sure. Time to kill.
We've got a whole minute.
We can time to call in our weather expert, I believe.
Good evening, everyone. Looking at our weather map here, we find that there's a cool mass of air, and it's flowing down from the Great Lakes region.
Yes, Doctor.
We expect to experience some cool, comfortable, sunny weather this weekend. And there may be showers on Monday.
Doctor, there's a draft on the back of your head, sir. Would you like me to close the window?
Now, out around Tuskegee, Oklahoma.
That's what we're all interested in. What kind of a weekend are they going to have?
Rather a warm, dry weekend out there. And that cool mass of air will move forward with astonishing speed. By this arrow right here, down by the name of the bank I work for.
Sir? So tell me, what do all these circles mean here that come to a peak?
I haven't figured those out yet, but one of these days, real soon,
it looks like
I'll be telling you. Now I must say goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, gee whiz, I guess the time's up, Doctor. Thank you for your weather forecast. We'll be back again tomorrow, friends. Matinee with Bob and me. And we certainly hope...
Matinee
with Bob and me. We certainly hope that you'll be around to catch the program, because somebody better...
somebody will soon.
So long, friends, and thanks again. And keep that money coming in. It's been wonderful. Wonderful to us, really.
This, of course, is WHDH at 850 on your dial.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, in Boston. Yes, surely.
Who did that? Something's gone awry.